welcome to Narratives. Girls are so scary when you're at primary school, but sometimes you have to do deals, as Tristan's pint-sized protagonist finds out.
The last kiss. Stella Holling is after me. I'm hiding behind a tree, a very large gum tree over near the bubblers on the top oval. I'm scared. Stella Holling is on the other side of the tree, and six or seven kids are watching us. Every now and then she makes a break and tries to catch me, and if she catches me, she will kiss me. And I do not want that to happen. Not again. Stella Holling has been in love with me since second grade. I'm not saying that to brag. Believe me, nobody would brag about that. It's just a fact. Ask anyone. Back in Mrs. Friedman's second grade class, I bent over to pick up a red pencil, and she kissed me on the cheek. Stella Holling, not Mrs. Friedman. That's weird, I thought. Let's hope that doesn't happen again. But it did, many, many times. And now I'm on the run. Stella has just eaten a packet of strawberry jelly crystals, dry, out of the box. That makes it even worse, 1,000 times worse. Stella goes cuckoo when she eats sugar. Get him, Stella! A couple of girls from my class call out, giggling like chickens a few meters away. Stella dashes around the tree, catches me off guard and grabs the back of my shirt. I panic and run, only just managing to escape. She chases me around the tree 12 times before she stops to catch her breath. And so do I, in the same place as we started. She really means business today. She usually gives up after 10 minutes. She's been chasing me all of recess. I think she's been training for this. Psst! I turn. Stella is leaning around the tree where the kids watching us can't see. Her eyes are spinning from the jelly crystals and she's dripping with sweat. She speaks in a sharp, dangerous whisper. Either you kiss me on the lips now, Tom Weekly, or I want you to pay back every cent of the money you've borrowed from me. This sometimes happens when the sugar starts to wear off. Stella turns mean and tells me she hates me. I can't remember how much money she's given me. She's always offered it so freely. Whenever I'm hanging around the canteen looking hungry, which is a lot, she gives me a spare change to buy chips or an ice block. I thought she was just being kind. What a fool. What a stupid, blind fool I've been. You owe me $7.35, in case you're wondering, she whispers fiercely. Then she runs at me, but I make it around the tree. Kiss him, Stella! Jack calls out from the crowd of onlookers. That's what best friends are for, right? I can't kiss you, I say in a low voice. You know that I like Sasha, and you gave me that money. You never said you wanted it back. Sasha Smasher, she says, and I do want the money back. I'll tell Mum you stole the money from me, bullied me. That's your word against mine. Stella's mum works in the school office and is pretty pally with the principal. This is bad. Stella is a dangerous person. Mad, bad, and dangerous. How could she twist things like this? $7.35. I try to remember how much I have at home, how much I have stashed in the hole at the base of the tree near the post office. But who am I kidding? I'd be lucky to have $2 all up. Made up your mind yet, you little baby? She whispers. I'm thinking, I say. One little kiss. That's all it is, and the debt will be paid. $7.35 for 1 second's work. When I leave school and get a job, if someone offers me $7.35 a second, that'll be like $441 a minute, or $26,460 an hour. That's over $1 million a week. One kiss, and I'll be a millionaire. Sort of. So I do it. I hold up my hands in surrender, walk around the tree, and stand next to Stella, who is grinning her head off. Woo! A few of the girls cheer. Jack claps. They watch on, excited, knowing what's coming. Stella turns to me and she closes her eyes and smooshes out her lips. They look like a dangerous sea creature, something a small fish might find on a coral reef and think is safe, but then gone, never seen again. I wish I was kissing a crocodile, or Miss Trunchbull from Matilda, or Jabba the Hutt, someone or something less scary than Stella Holling. The kids are chanting, go, 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 go. I have to get this over with. It's not like she hasn't kissed me 1,000 times before. I lean forward. She leans forward. I can feel jets of air spewing from her nose. I can see her freckles in close-up. I can feel the warmth of her face. Our lips are almost touching. I can still back out. I can still run. I can.
You've been listening to Tristan Banks reading from his book, My Life and Other Stuff I Made Up. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9.